This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I testify that there's no God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. And my brothers in Islam, I encourage you to fear no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the key to all success and happiness. As Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the Holy Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. All those who believe, fear Allah the way you should be feared, and do not die unless you are in the state of Islam. My brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with the bounty of Islam, with the gift of Islam, with the mercy of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us from the nation of Islam. This great nation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You, the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you are the best nation to come out to people. The nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the best nation. Why? Because we have the best prophet, and that's Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You are the best nation to come out to people. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. You call for which is good and prevent from which is bad. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. And you believe in Allah Azza wa Jal. So the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best nation to tread this earth. The nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best nation to emerge. The nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest nation to exist. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you and I to be from the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam to us to perfect our life. He says alayhi salatu wa sallam, بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to complete and perfect the noble manners. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sent to us to complete and perfect the noble manners. And part of that perfection is for you as a Muslim, for you as a human being, to live the best life. Islam wants you to live the best life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want you to live a bad life, a sad life, a depressed life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to live the best life in all aspects. All Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking for is one thing: to live a halal way of life. That's all. It's not a big ask. Allah wants you to live the best life in all aspects of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to live the best life in your financial life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to live the best life in your family life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to live the best life in your social life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to live the best life in your economical life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to live the best life in every single aspect of your life, primarily your religious life. That's on the top of that list. On the top of that list, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to live the best life in your religious life. The best life in the religious aspects of things in your life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to live the best life in every other aspect of your life. Financially, socially, family-wise, politically, educationally, every single aspect. Allah wants you to be the best in everything. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose this nation to be the best nation. Allah chose this nation to be the best nation. Not just because I follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, that's the biggest reason. But part of that reason is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to be the best in every single aspect of your life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to live a happy life, not an unhappy life, not a miserable life. That perception that people have, that once you become religious, you become depressed. Once you become religious, you become stressed. Once you become religious, you become miserable. Now you're wrong. You're wrong. It's on the contrary. Once you become religious, you become happy. Once you become religious, you become very overwhelmed with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given you in all aspects of life. When you become religious, you become very content and satisfied. And that's why, my brother in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us a number of ways for us to acquire happiness in our life. And it starts with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the worship of Allah azza wa jalla, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in the Holy Quran, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Indeed, through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hearts will become content. The hearts will become happy. The hearts will become satisfied. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Indeed, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your heart will become so relaxed. Your heart will become so happy. Your heart will become so content through the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only saying subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That's part of the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, but it's not limited to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not the only remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Praying is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Attending gatherings like these gatherings, where the Salat al-Jum'ah, a gathering of knowledge, is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reading the Quran al-Kareem is the remembrance of Allah azza wa jal. Doing what's right is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every form of ibadah is considered to be the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why, my brother in Islam, when you remember Allah, you must feel the feeling of comfort and happiness. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Indeed, through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the heart will become content. The heart will become happy. The heart will be satisfied. So when you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you do right by Allah azza wa jalla in your religion, when you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you abstain away from the haram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you that satisfaction that every single person is trying to achieve. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you happiness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you contentment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put that happiness right in the midst of your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you feel so happy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you feel so overwhelmed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you feel so satisfied. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you what you're trying to acquire and achieve. But how do you expect to be happy when you disobey Allah? How do you expect to be happy when you're not praying? How do you expect to be happy when you're eating the haram? How do you expect to be happy when you're acquiring the haram? How do you expect to be happy when you're listening to the haram? How do you expect to be happy when you're looking at the haram? How do you expect to be happy when you're saying the haram? How do you expect to be happy when you're involved in the haram? It is exactly the same example the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says about a man in the middle of the desert. يَمُدُّ يَدَيْهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ يَا رَبْ يَا رَبْ. This man, he's stuck in the middle of the desert. He's stuck in the middle of nowhere. And he's seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help, because he looks around, there's no one there that can help him. He doesn't have reception on his phone. He calls and screams and no one can listen to him. So now he resorts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does he say? يَا رَبْ. Oh Allah, help me. I'm stuck. Oh Allah, save me. I'm stuck. Oh Allah, listen to me. No one is listening to me. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, وَمَطْعَمُهُ حَرَامٌ. He eats from the haram. وَمَشْرَبُهُ حَرَامٌ. He drinks the haram. وَمَلْبَسُهُ حَرَامٌ. His clothes, he's wearing his clothes in the haram. His entire life is in the haram. فَأَنَّ يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ. What would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listen to him? He didn't even listen to Allah azza wa jalla from the very beginning. What would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listen to him now? So we live in the haram, we eat the haram, we listen to the haram, we drink the haram, we go to the haram, we're involved in the haram. At the end of the day, we live a stressful, miserable, unhappy, sad life. And then we say, Ya Rabbi, is this happening to me? Of course it's happening to you. Of course. Of course it's happening to you. That's why you're miserable. Of course you're so stressed. Of course you're depressed. Of course by the end of the day, even though you look around, you've got everything, but you've got nothing. From the outside, you've got everything. From the inside, you're empty. Of course. Your entire life is in the haram. You started your day in the haram. Halfway through the day, you're in the haram. At the end of the day, in the haram. And then on the top of all this, you expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you happiness? No. Happiness comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Satisfaction comes from Allah azza wa jal. Contentment comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Indeed, through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the heart will be so comfortable. The heart will be happy. The heart will be content. The heart will be satisfied. But someone might say, but Shaykh, I pray. Yes, praying is only one part, but it's not everything. It's not enough for you to say, I pray, but at the same time I'm committing the haram. I pray, but at the same time I'm drinking the haram. I pray, but at the same time I'm buying and selling the haram. That's not good enough. Yes, I'm not saying the prayer is not good enough. You have to pray. And if you are committing the haram, then use my speech and my lecture as a justification, as an excuse for you to say, oh, but you know what, then what's the point? No, there is a point. You shouldn't be praying. Even if you are committing the haram, pray. Even if you are committing the haram, pray. Maybe inshallah one day the salah will stop you from committing the haram. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Indeed, the salah prevents you from committing the evil deeds and evil actions. But work towards not only praying, but also towards stopping the haram. My brothers in Islam, it just doesn't make sense. You are displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single day, and you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to please you every single day. You want the pleasure of Allah, and when you acquire and achieve the pleasure of Allah, that means you also acquire and achieve happiness. Because through the pleasure of Allah, there's happiness. Not through money, not through wealth, not through mansions, not through big businesses, not through fame, not through prestige, not through power and influence. Through the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's happiness. Achieve, acquire the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you in return. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُمْ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Whoever does a righteous deed from a male believer or a female believer, Allah says, فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ. فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ means, indeed, we will, surely and 100%, we will give them and grant them a happy life. And happiness is something that every single human being wants. Every single human being is trying to achieve. But happiness, my brother in Islam, only and strictly comes through the pleasure of Allah. So it doesn't make sense that you displease Allah and you expect the pleasure of Allah in return for you to be happy. It doesn't make sense. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking from you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking from you not to harm yourself. لا تلقوا بأيديكم إلى التهلكة. Allah says, don't cast yourself into destruction. Don't cast yourself into destruction. Don't destroy yourself. Who destroys himself? My brother in Islam, when you commit the haram, you are destroying yourself. When you are involved in the haram, you are destroying yourself. When you are listening to the haram, you are destroying yourself. When you are looking at the haram, you are destroying yourself. When you are in the haram, you are destroying yourself. When you are bringing haram income into your life, you are destroying yourself. When you are spending that money in the haram, you are destroying yourself. لا تلقوا بأيديكم إلى التهلكة. And some of the scholars had interpreted destruction here as not destruction, you're going kill yourself, murder yourself. No. Destruction here, putting yourself in the haram. That's destruction. That's the biggest destruction. tahluka. Do not destroy yourselves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran. How does someone destroy himself? Someone destroys himself by throwing himself in the haram, committing the haram, and living in the haram, indulging themselves in the haram. That's the biggest destruction. That's how you destroy yourself. My brother in Islam, wallahi, you will never ever feel contentment and satisfaction out of the haram. You will never ever be happy and overwhelmed from the haram. Haram will never ever bring you happiness. It's only that deception from the outside. Some people think, you know what, I could make money in the haram. I could get fame in the haram. I'll have prestige in the haram. You are wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already set this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already decreed this, the happiness in the haram or anything to do with the haram. So it's not going to happen. That's how shaitan deceives you. Subhanallah, yesterday at Tayyi Umay, I was talking about the story of Adam alayhi salam. One of the things that we've been doing, alhamdulillah, every single Thursday night, we are talking about the stories of the prophets and messengers. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Adam live in the paradise, in the Jannah with his wife Hawa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, eat from any tree, from any fruit you want, but don't go near that tree. Subhanallah. You've got the entire Jannah. Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talks about the last person that enters the Jannah gets 10 times this world. Say, can you imagine what Adam had in the Jannah? Adam alayhi salam, mashaAllah, Allah had given him everything in the Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, eat from whatever you want. Eat from whatever you want, any fruit, any tree, but don't go near that tree. Subhanallah, shaitan deceived and told him, eat from the tree, what's going to happen? You're going to be eternal here. You're going to live forever here. Tab, subhanallah, with all love and respect to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, all those trees Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you to eat from, you think this one's going to bring you happiness when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you not to eat from? All those trees, unlimited trees and fruits. Adam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him not to eat from this tree. Now Adam alayhi salam, out of all trees and all fruits, he decided to go and eat from the tree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him not to eat from. So what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished him. And his punishment was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descended him down to earth. There's never ever happiness through disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did Adam alayhi salam disobey Allah azza wa jalla? Yes. Wa asa Adam rabba. Allah says in the Quran al-Kareem, prophets and messengers are sinless. Yes. Ma'asumeen. But here Adam alayhi salam unintentionally disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But look what happened. From Jannah to earth. Why? Out of all those trees, oh Adam, you decided to get to the tree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you not to get nearby. Out of all trees Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you not to, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you to eat as much as you want and drink as much as you want and do whatever you want to do, you and your wife in the Jannah. Out of all trees, you decided to go and eat from the tree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you not to eat from. So what happened there? Allah punished him. There's never happiness in disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But sometimes it's the deception. Like how Iblis deceived Adam alayhi salam in the Jannah, that's how we are deceived on the face of this earth. We are deceived. Ah, look at this. Look at this money, look at this prestige, look at this car, look at this house, look at this fame, look at this, look at that. We are perceived from the outside, exactly how Iblis perceived, or how Iblis deceived Adam alayhi salam by eating from that tree. We are deceived. Our perception is, oh, look at this. I'm going to have a lot of money, I'm going to be happy, I'm going to have big cars, I'm going to have big houses, I'm going to have this, I'm going to have that, I'm going to be happy, I'm going to be happy. Deception, like that tree. Like that tree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Adam alayhi salam to eat from any tree except that tree. So when Adam alayhi salam ate from the tree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him not to eat from, he was deceived by Iblis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him down to earth. Ikhwani, there's never ever happiness through displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't you ever think that you could get away with it? Don't you ever think that you could do it now, inshallah, it's only a temporary happiness. Sometimes you know how shaitan deceives us? Oh, you know, do it just, you know, for now, just for now. Just, you know, get yourself, you know, get it out of your mind. Get it this, get it that. Do it now. Alhamdulillah, you'll do it now, inshallah, you'll be happy. And then repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't you ever think by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll be happy for 1 second. That's wrong. Even from the outside, it's been perceived to be so happy, so beautiful. You are wrong. There's no happiness through disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regardless. Regardless what you see, what you perceive, and what you look at. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر. أشكره وهو الذي وعد المزيد لمن شكر وأصلي وأسلم بارك على النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد إخواني في الله my brothers in Islam, happiness is through the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regardless what you have or you don't have. Satisfaction and contentment is through the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alleviating depression, stress, anxiety is through the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why have I been speaking about this topic for the last few weeks? Because subhanAllah, I don't know what's going on in the last few weeks. Every second phone call and every second visit, people come and talk to us, telling us that are so depressed, stress, anxiety, depression. Everyone just talking about it these days. And you know what? 15 years old, I'm depressed. 15 years old, depressed. What do you mean 15 years old, depressed? You haven't even gone into life. You don't even know much about life for you to even talk about depression now. 16 years old, talking about committing suicide. What's going on here? 15, 16 years old. You know, 15, 16 years old, during our time when we used to be on our bikes on the street. What depression are you talking about? 14 years old, Tonya, talking to you about depression. 14 years old, talking about depression these days. In the past, when you hear about depression and stress, the first impression that comes to your mind, someone over 35, 40 years old. That's when you start experiencing depression and anxiety. Now 14 years old, they're talking about depression and anxiety. And you look at their situation, their condition, you understand. You live in the haram, you listen to the haram, you eat the haram, you are surrounded by the haram, you start your day with the haram, you end your day with the haram, your friends, all they do is talk about the haram, your entire life from morning to evening in the haram, no wonder why you've got anxiety. Subhanallah, in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to feel stressed, when the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to feel depressed, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to call Bilal, the one that used to call the Adhan. Arihna biha ya Bilal! When is that time for the Salah so we could feel that comfort and satisfaction? When is the time for the Salah? I want to pray to Allah Azza wa Jal so I could comfort myself. They used to experience comfort through the Salah. Their stress used to be lifted and alleviated through the Salah. Their remedy used to be in the Salah. Their recovery in the Salah. Their happiness in the Salah. Their contentment in the Salah. What's happening these days, my brothers in Islam? The moment someone experiences depression or anxiety, the first thing they do is stop praying. I can't pray anymore, I'm too stressed. Khair! How come I haven't been seen yet at the masjid? Oh, wallah, Shaykh, you know what? You don't know what I'm going through. Because you are going through hardships, this is the time that you need to increase from your attendance to the masjid. This is the time that you increase from your remembrance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the time that you increase from your salah, not decrease from it. So backward. Arihna biha ya Bilal. In Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam experiencing stress. When is the time for the salah so we could take the stress away from us, so we could distress? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to distress through the Salah. Now, when someone experiences anxiety, someone experiences stress, they don't want to pray anymore, they don't want to come to the masjid anymore. She takes off the hijab, shaves his beard, doesn't come to the masjid anymore. What happened to you? Wallahi, Shaykh, you don't know what I was going through. Khair? Wallah, Shaykh, depression and stress and anxiety and family problems. Ya akhi, I sympathize with you, I feel for you, but because you are experiencing what you experienced, this is the time that you need to increase from your attendance to the masjid. This is the time that you need to get closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the time that you increase from the salah. This is the time that you open the Quran more often. This is the time that you get closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. What's going to happen? By you turning away from the salah, not coming to the masjid, stopping praying, stopping your recitation of the Quran, getting taken off your hijab, shaving your feet. You think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make it easy on you now?
So backward. أَرِحْنَا بِهَا يَا بِلَالِ. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is under stress. So he says alayhi salatu wasalam to Bilal, when is the time for the salah? Call for the salah so I could distress. When is that time for me to stand before Allah Azza wa Jal so I could feel that comfort, I could feel that satisfaction and contentment? I want to be happy. Their happiness was in the salah. In the salah. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. 14 years old, you sit down with them. Allah Sheikh, I feel like committing a suicide. Khair, committing suicide, why? Yes, I understand there's a number of issues out there that we need to talk about. Bullying and this and that. Yes, we need to, but 14 years old, you're talking about what? Committing suicide? You're stressed? Stressed over what? MashaAllah, you've got everything. You've got everything. Everything that you could ask for, you've got it. Stressed. How come you haven't been praying? Stressed. Why did you take off the hijab? Stressed. Why are you doing this haram? Stressed. Allahu Akbar. You are doing exactly the opposite action. You are doing exactly the opposite thing for you to alleviate that stress. Shaitan, like that tree, out of all trees, out of all fruits, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Adam, eat and drink from whatever you want in the Jannah except that tree. And subhanAllah, he went and ate from that tree. What happened? Exactly the opposite. Adam alayhi salam ate from the tree thinking by him eating from that tree and from that fruit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give him more, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to leave him for eternity in the Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him down to earth. Now what does the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say about the Jannah? Comparing it to earth. Placing a stick in the Jannah, that area that the stick occupies in the Jannah is better than this entire world and what's in it. In other words, 1 square meter in the Jannah is better than this entire world and what's in it. Fayikhwani, get closer to Allah and see what Allah gives you in return. Don't be deceived. Don't let the shaitan deceive you. Don't do the wrong thing by you thinking, by you doing this thing, you're going to get what you want. No, you're not going to get it. Through the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll get what you want. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those who please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly and always. I ask Allah azza wa jal to protect us. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection every single day. Allahumma inna a'udhu bika min al-hazan. He used to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection from stress. Every single morning, he'll make that dua. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from stress, from sadness. Make that dua, pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, find your comfort, ease, satisfaction, happiness, and contentment in the salah through remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Indeed, through the remembrance of Allah azza wa jal, the hearts will experience ease and happiness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst them. I wanna be in Jannah, Jannah, yeah. Jannah, Jannah. Every Muslim dreams to be. Up in Jannah, 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 Jannah. A pious person's destiny. Inshallah, in Jannah, 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 Jannah.